So, welcome back to Bodhichaya Avatara. Snaja number 104 of 8th chapter on meditation. So, we are discussing the bodhicitta, especially relative bodhicitta, compassion. And so we discussed the importance of understanding the similarity of myself and others, and therefore, you know, how important and how natural it is that I should also want to end the suffering of others as much as I want to end the suffering of myself and bring happiness. And then some might say, compassion makes us feel such pain, you see. So why should we make efforts to engender it? You know, usually we don't think about, you know, other sufferings. And when we think about other sufferings and try to feel it and, you know, become more aware of it, then, you know, we feel more suffering, we feel more pain, because we see lots of suffering and pain and things like that. And even if I do not have that much suffering and pain at this moment, but because I think about all difficult sufferings, pain and, you know, hardships that others go through, then I feel bad, I feel pain, I feel suffering. So if that is the case, then why should I do that, you know? Why should I generate more pain and more suffering in myself than what is already there? And unnecessarily, you know, because what others suffer is others' suffering, if you say that, you know. But thinking of the suffering of beings, how can you regard as great the smart of your compassion? You know, I don't understand a little bit this translation, but what he's saying is that if you think about the sufferings of others, you know, there's so much suffering, there's so much pain, there's so much problem everywhere, any place, all different kind of huge problems and difficulties and sufferings. And, you know, there are two things here. One is that you know, when we are not aware of other sufferings and we are not, you know, thinking about others' problems and sufferings, then we focus on our own problems and difficulties and fear of getting them and anxiety of not getting something or getting something, and, you know, the fear and anxiety and stress and, you know. And that actually, you know, is lots of suffering, lots of pain, lots of problem for myself. And I'm always under stress, I could be totally under stress and in anxiety and fear and worry without thinking about anybody else and having no compassion at all. I could be totally, you know, like that. So when I'm thinking about the suffering of others and look at that, I would see so much suffering, so much pain, so much problem going on everywhere. Although I don't physically feel them, but I can understand, I can see, I can feel in my mind. And when I do that, when I understand the suffering of so many suffering and so many hardships going through all through the world, actually, you know, of course, I would like to, you know, do something. I would like to wish that they don't have that. I would, if nothing much, just a little bit of, you know, dedication and prayer and, you know, some kind of aspirations. And when I do that and when I see those, doesn't your own problems become smaller, you know, comparatively? Because, you know, when I only focus on my own problems and my own fears and my own anxieties and my own stress, most of the time I feel it's too much, it's too great, it's, you know, it's a lot, and I suffer with that. But if I am able to be aware of so much problems and difficulties and sufferings happening everywhere to lots of people all over the world, and if I compare that to my situation, my problems, you know, actually my problems become very little comparatively, and almost nothing. And therefore, I could actually even rejoice, you know. I could even say that, oh, what I'm going through is nothing compared to all these problems. So I must actually be very grateful. I must actually be very happy that, you know, and then focus more on doing something for others, you know. And if through such a single pain a multitude of sorrow can be cured, such pain as this, all loving people strive to foster in themselves and others. And so therefore, you know, a little bit pain or a little bit discomfort, a little bit, you know, sadness, or, you know, by seeing others' sufferings and pain and feeling compassion and, you know, feeling for them, if that can generate us actions and generate, you know, generate some kind of motivation and efforts to cure or to get rid of lots of problems and suffering of others, then that little pain or that little discomfort, that little uncomfort coming from my compassion is nothing, you know. Strive to foster in themselves and others. It's nothing. It's nothing to compare to that. And also, you know, and if I am really able to do something for the others and do something that would actually help some people, that naturally gives me much more happiness and much more purpose and much more joy, you know, than not doing anything or even doing something for myself. Because the greatest joy is the greatest comfort for myself, is a feeling that I have been useful. I've done something that's totally valuable, that is very, you know, worthwhile, that I can be very proud of myself. So therefore, if I do something helpful, something, you know, something beneficial to others, something great, then, you know, even if I go through some pain or hardship or difficulties, I would feel very good afterwards, you know. That's why it is said, you know, 106. Thus, Supushpachandra, knowing that the king would cause him harm, did nothing to escape from tribulation, that the pains of many should be ended. Nije dungal machirubi, chichir nenji sechena, rubi dungal sachena, chitir nije dungal mo. Kalte dungal chikane dungal mo mbo menjirna, sedo denbi dungal te, rada yala shizanit, tena metu danzeche jalpi nirpa shichona, dogi dungal masalte, mbo dungal senjur shir. This is a Jataka story. That there was a bodhisattva called Supushpachandra, and he was with many people, many students, many followers in one place, and they were, you know, all practicing the bodhisattva's path, and was very, you know, in a very good way. And then he understood, he knew, he came to know that if he went to the capital of that country and gave teachings in the palace or in that capital, then he would be able to help many people, you know, hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people, and he would be able to help them in a big way, that he would be able to liberate them from samsara and make them attain, you know, high levels of bodhisattva's path, and, you know, and really deeply help lots of people. But by doing so, he would be himself killed in that process. And through that, you know, also he will be able to help. So therefore, you know, even if he knew very clearly that he need to sacrifice his life, he went there, you know. He went there, he gave teachings, and he helped lots of beings, thousands and hundreds of thousands and, you know, millions of beings. And then, of course, he was killed by the king, he was executed. But when he was killed and executed, then the king understood that he was a great bodhisattva. He made a big mistake. And after he saw this, the king also regretted. And then, you know, he made a stupa out of the, you know, the body or the remains of this bodhisattva, and then himself also, the king himself also transformed, and he and his retinue also changed, and, you know, so this bodhisattva's action actually caused lots of disruption, caused himself to die and caused lots of suffering, but it actually helped many, many beings. And therefore, he was happy. He completely, without any regret, was very, very happy and very joyfully. And then it also, you know, helped him to progress a lot in his own journey also. So this is, you know, the idea. You know, understanding is that, you know, this is something we human beings usually do, you know. When we feel that, you know, there are lots of people in big danger, you know, and like my community, you know, my family, my country, you know, is being, you know, attacked or in lots of danger, and, you know, then most of the people would go forward and try to protect them, even at the risk of losing their own life. You know? This is nothing uncommon. This is very common. This happens all the time. So therefore, you know, having compassion and knowing, now this, you know, this sometimes, when we do this, is actually involves hurting lots of other people, you know, killing many people. But here, as a bodhisattva, it's not like that. It's working for the benefit of everybody. It's working for the benefit of those who are actually harming me, those who are actually obstructing me, those who are actually putting, you know, wishing bad, you know, in every way and try to harm me in any way. Even those, I have the same compassion, I have the same, you know, good intention. So I want to help my loved ones, I want to help the ones who are, you know, completely against me and wish me harm. I want to help people who are neutral, you know. And with that kind of compassion, then, you know, it is, I would have to feel my life meaningful, completely useful, completely, you know, worthwhile. And so therefore, feeling some discomfort because of the compassion is not a big problem. Actually, it could even make me feel better, as I said, you know, than just focusing on my own problems. And even little problems feel it very big, because how I feel is not how big the problem is. How I feel is about the way I react to it, you know. So therefore, many times, you know, we have a little problem and we feel so bad about it, you know. We feel so bad about it. So therefore, you know, if we are able to be more compassionate, see the suffering of others in a bigger way, then I would understand also how insignificant and how little my own problems are compared to all the others, and thereby actually feel more joyful, more grateful, more happy, more rejoicing, more, you know, more appreciative of the situation that I am in. So therefore, you know, this is something very, very important. Actually, having compassion is actually making your mind happier, much happier. Actually, this is what brings true, genuine happiness in yourself. You know? Because when I appreciate my own situation, you know, which is much less suffering and problem compared to many others, then I can appreciate much more. So I get much happier. If I can, if I would, even if I cannot, just having the motivation and do some efforts to help others gives me feel that I live a worthy life, a meaningful life, a life that is, that I could be proud of myself. on top of that, if I have I been able to do a little bit, something to help others, then I feel much more joyful, much more happy, much more, you know, much more grateful, meaningful. And also, the less I am too much concerned, too much focused, too much, you know, too much holding on to my self-centeredness, I become much more broad-minded, I become much more spacious, I become much more relaxed, and thereby I become much more peaceful and much more happier, you know. So therefore, to become truly happy, you have to become, you can generate bodhicitta, generate compassion, you know. That's why His Holiness Dalai Lama often says, you know, the true wise way, the most wise way of helping yourself is actually generate compassion and try to help others. Because the more you focus there, the more you become, you know, your life becomes meaningful, your life becomes useful, my life becomes something that worth living, purposeful, and you can be proud of yourself, you can love yourself, you know, and therefore you become much happier. So I stop here, 106, thank you.